I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Roar, growl, snarl, bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast with language as flowery as the early Jurassic. That's to say, not flowery at all. Flowers didn't evolve until the Cretaceous. And hey, that's an intro that works for both my show Paleobites and my other show, The Ritwit.
Hey!
So my name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by famed reoccurring guest. Yeah, famed, quite famed, although your name does get confused with Lawrence sometimes.
Yeah, fair.
Good thing your name isn't Lauren.
This is true.
It's Laura Owsley. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're back in the studio.
Yeah.
Last time we recorded, we were like, oh, this pandemic thing is sure a bummer, but it should be over in a couple of months, right?
But like by December, we'll all be back to normal, guys?
And now, even like after the vaccine's starting to roll out and Fauci is like, oh, by the beginning of fall, things should be back to normal. I'm like, I've been told this before.
We've been down this path. I have trust issues now.
I don't know. You're going down a path I can't follow. I mean, I'd like to follow, but I can't.
I can't. Fauci. Fauci, I'm scared.
Fauci, hold my hand. So, how have you been, though?
I've been good. 2020 was a crazy year for me.
Get in line.
Yeah, seriously. I will say that there's some interesting side effects of I moved 4 times during 2020.
Oh, wow. This ringtone, by the way, is from one of the Bionicle movies when I was a kid.
I'm offended that your ringtone is not the intro to this show.
It should be!
Snarl.
Hold on, let me silence my phone. That was a number I didn't recognize either, so it's fine.
I've been getting so many of those.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I will keep this in.
This is the quality dinosaur content you guys came here for.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've been getting a lot of those too. At first, you know, like before the election, I was like, oh, it's probably people being like, hey, you donate to vote. But now it's election's long past. We got a new president now.
Seriously, like, come on, people. Like, don't get me wrong, things aren't going to be a full 180 just yet, but like, stop busting my phone open. That made more sense in my head.
Busting your phone open.
Yes.
Revealing all the little parts and gizmos inside.
Actually, fun quick story that has absolutely nothing to do with dinosaurs.
Oh, I'm interested.
On January 1st, I like had my normal shift at the restaurant I work at. Very, very busy day. So I actually ended up staying longer than normal. And then I had a tour, because I'm a tour guide, of Denver.
Yes.
And so I had an evening holiday lights tour, and so I did the tour. And then as I was getting home, walking home from the train station, I fell. Made a total trip on some ice.
Oh, no.
And my phone flew into the street. I'm not quite sure how this happened.
This is because you said your phone got run over.
Yes, this is. But, so Matt tagged me in something on Instagram, and then I didn't respond within 2 days, and he was like, is she okay?
Because okay,
she's
look,
always on Instagram.
Let me specify, in case this makes it sound like that I'm just a little like, people need to respond. Laura usually responds within 2 days. So.
Oh, 100%. Especially with like Instagram and Facebook. Like if you talk to me like through my normal text messages, 50-50 shot, I'll get right back to you. There's something about social media. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, Matt tagged me in something, I'll be responding within, like, 3 minutes.
Right, right.
Like, so to not respond in 2 days is like...
I was very concerned.
Yes. All this to say, I have a crippling social media addiction.
Yes. Yes. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Oh, my gosh, TikTok.
You know, I haven't quite taken the plunge yet.
Oh, you gotta.
But I'm starting to get close to dipping my toes in. I'm like... I don't know. There's something about it that's just really off-putting to me, but I'm like, but everyone else does it.
But
the peer pressure.
I had a coworker once who he was like, you're on TikTok? I was like, yeah, I love TikTok. He goes, but do you trust the Chinese government with your information? I was like,
that's what phones do anyway.
I know, exactly. That was my point. I was like, I don't trust our government with my information. I don't trust anybody, but like this way I still get to look at funny videos.
Well, it's like, what was it, the people who... Some of the people who don't want to get the vaccine claim that it's because they don't want Bill Gates to insert a tracking device into their system.
Gosh.
And I'm like, you're already all carrying a tracking device.
Exactly. Like
we all are.
We're all like checking in our location every time we post something on social media.
Yeah,
like,
speaking of which, I need to let people know I've checked in at the House of Pod Studio.
There we go. And everybody, selfie. Everybody, there's two of us in this room.
Yeah. Anyway, so you've tripped and your phone, what'd you say?
Literally, my phone flew from my back pocket into the street.
Oh, man.
And was run over by a car. So I did bust my phone open.
Oh, man. I mean, you didn't. The car did.
Well, this is true.
I'm assuming based on car accident etiquette, he paid for your new phone? No. He
didn't. Right? No. It was actually the thing that I didn't realize. I didn't have my phone on me for another, like, block. Because I was still, like, I don't know, half a mile from my house.
Oh.
And so then I, like, tried to go back and find it, couldn't find it, walked all the way back to my house and didn't realize I'd hurt myself.
Oh, because you were so concerned about your phone.
I was so concerned about my phone. I walked in the front door and my roommate goes, oh, my gosh, Laura, what's on your face? And I went, asphalt, probably.
Yeah. Like, what's coming out of your nose? It's like a gallon of blood.
Laura, you're allergic to a considerable amount of bone marrow right now.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, your eye just popped out of its socket. It's kind of dangling on a tendril there.
It's fine. Guys, it's fine. A shot of whiskey, I'll be all good again.
Nice.
Right.
Anyways, so let's see. How in the world do I relate this to what we're talking about? Okay. I got it. So in order to heal your phone, you probably had to use some sort of witch's spell.
Yeah, of course.
And what do witches often use in their cauldrons? I mean, I guess mainly newts or something.
Like, right,
but
right.
But also frogs.
Oh, clever.
And
okay.
So we're talking about a big frog. We're talking about Beelzebufo is the actual name. It means devil frog.
Oh, my gosh. So Matt sends me all these dinosaur names ahead of time, right?
Yes, because this is a good dinosaur, this frog.
Yes, this frog is a beautiful dinosaur example. I Googled this and immediately stopped after I read devil frog and then saw a diagram of it standing next to a fully grown man and was like, nope, I don't need to haunt my nightmares with this.
Well, I'll haunt them for you here.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, wait, how big is it compared to a man? Because it's not like...
Well, it's a decent size. It's like a small dog.
Okay, so that's exaggerated. It's not as that big. Okay. Let me ease your fears a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, so type is a Neobactrian frog. It's a group of prehistoric frogs that are now extinct. I'll get into why some people thought it was a type of modern frog called the horned frog. Makes sense with devil, but we'll see though, actually, because it's an interesting story about that size. Okay, it's 9 to 11 inches long.
Oh.
So still, for a frog, that's enormous.
This is true. For a frog, that is huge.
But it's not like a child could ride it or something.
Right. Whatever, like, Google website I found myself on was like, this is the biggest frog in the world. It's 7 feet tall and 20 feet wide. And I was like, what? No.
If a frog was that big, it couldn't hop, surely.
Surely, but like...
It would just kind of waddle like a guy when he squats and tries to walk. I'm trying to imitate like a chicken or something. Or a little duck.
It's like the dodo bird. It's just flightless.
Yeah, flightless and just waddling around. Yeah.
Waddles.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually kind of adorable.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was big enough that I could hop. It was a carnivore, though.
Oh, God.
I forgot. It's 6 to 8 pounds, too. So still
okay.
Pretty big for a frog.
Very big for a frog, yes.
Yeah. Time, late Cretaceous, 71 to 69 million years ago.
Oh.
So it did encounter some dinosaurs. Location, Madagascar.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The movie. It was a good movie. Was it a good movie? It wasn't a good movie.
It was okay.
I liked the second one the best. The one where they're in Africa. The first one's kind of weird and kind of, I don't know, it had some funny jokes, but it was mainly just references to other movies.
Yeah, maybe that's why I liked it. I'm just a sucker for a good movie reference.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ha, I know that one.
Yeah.
Ha, I know that one.
I liked how the name Madagascar became less and less relevant as it went on.
This is very true.
Like the second one, the only, like the first 10 minutes is on Madagascar. The rest is in Africa. And then the third one, none of it is in Madagascar. It's in Europe.
This is true. Do you remember the spinoff that's just the lemurs?
The lemurs, and there's one about the penguins too, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I think I remember the Nickelodeon show, The Penguins of Madagascar. It took place in like an alternate continuity because the lemurs were all, rather than being in Madagascar, were part of the same zoo that they were in. So.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Oh gosh. Now we're just.
Yeah.
The complexity of the Madagascar universe.
I don't even know if there were any frogs in that movie. Maybe there would have been a sort of one-off joke or something.
There's got to be something in the background, maybe.
I could imagine, like, based on the rules of that the cartoon logic of that universe, there could be a scene where they're in the jungle, and then this fly that's, like, bigger than a lion that they are is trying to miss, and like, oh, no, the jungle, I hate the jungle, and then, like, a tiny frog just, bloop, bloop, it just eats in one gulp.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that. If it's not in the movie, I'm going to go home and animate that and put it in the movie myself.
It's going to be in the special extended edition of Madagascar. You know how Lord of the Rings has extended editions.
Exactly. It's like the four-disc version of Madagascar.
Make it the epic it was always sought to be.
Right. Three of the discs are just this podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This podcast is officially sponsored by Madagascar, the extended edition. It was described in 2008, which was the same year that the second Madagascar movie came out. pop culture appearances as well as Madagascar.
Of course.
The documentary Dinosaur Revolution depicted one preying upon baby Majungasaurus, which is a Madagascan dinosaur.
How big is that dinosaur then if the frog is preying upon?
Well, it's preying upon its babies, its hatchlings.
Oh,
so, like, they were really little. The full-grown dinosaur is about 20 feet long. So.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, Ark Survival Evolved. This might have been where you saw the picture. This, you know, you've heard of Ark Survival Evolved? It's a survival video game that I would like to get into because it looks freaking awesome, but I'm so bad at survival games.
Fair.
Which makes me think I would be bad at surviving in real life.
Honest, that's where I was going to go with that. Like, based on the fact that I couldn't make it home the half mile from the train station to my house without falling.
Yeah.
I think I'm not that great at survival, so
right.
If I have to go up against 8 to 9 pound frogs, I don't think I'll make it.
Right. But in Ark Survival Evolved, it's depicted as far bigger than in real life and could even be ridden by humans.
So maybe that's where I saw this. Maybe like I saw a still from that video game and was like, oh my god, everybody needs to know.
You can ride this frog. That sounds like it'd be really nauseating though, to just hop, hop, hop.
It's like, did you ever as a kid like try to ride a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's not a pleasant experience.
No.
No.
But at least they don't hop.
This is true. This is very true.
Especially if you're riding them.
So why is it called the devil frog?
Because it's really big.
Oh, fair.
And eats baby dinosaurs.
Good point. And it's carnivorous.
And it's carnivorous, and it might have been in the horned frog family, but here, I'll get to that. So.
Oh.
Okay, so dinosaurs might have been the dominant animals on Earth for most of their existence, but that didn't mean some creatures didn't happen to eat or even actively prey upon the little ones. We have evidence of mammals, crocodiles, and even some fish that showed active predation upon dinosaurs. So, heck, if you're counting birds, nowadays we got the bird-eating spider in South America. A spider that eats dinosaurs. Spiders are the worst.
Yeah, nope, that's some Australia right there.
Australia crap, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Here, I'll let you re-record that and I'll edit it seamlessly like you never said it.
That's right. Okay. I just wanted to be very poorly like, Australia crap.
Okay, I'll just leave this in because that's funny.
Or that. Or that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, actually, no, I've actually listened to an episode of Paleobites before and I said and like right then, I just was like, oh God, I've made other people not make it a rule, but I just went out and said it there. So.
I definitely noticed in an earlier episode that we recorded that you've edited out a swear word.
Yeah.
You edited it well that like, I don't think a normal listener could tell.
Yeah.
But like knowing my own talking patterns.
No, I remember exactly what you're talking about there. Yeah. So, but I'll leave this in just because, you know, who needs to not tag the explicit rating on iTunes?
Yeah, come on, people. Like,
I mean, I'm just going to say the C word. No, I'm not.
Oh, God. Look, PG movies are allowed, what, like 1 to 2 swear words?
Right, right.
Yeah.
By the way, the C word was crap, by the way. It's So, there we go. I just said it. Anyways, where was I? Okay, so one of the more interesting animals with evidence of preying upon little dinosaurs, though, is this frog. The frog with the funny name of Beelzebufo.
It sounds like Beelzebub.
Beelzebub. Actually, that's probably where it came from because the devil sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably Beelzebufo, actually. Yeah, I like Beelzebufo.
Beelzebufo. I prefer Beelzebufo only to piss off Beelzebub.
Yeah. Beelzebub is what I'll call it.
Beelzebub.
Don't say it 3 times, otherwise.
You're thinking Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a man in a pinstripe suit and green hair will appear.
I was going to, like a frog, a big frog, about the size of what you saw in that thing will appear. So here we go. Beelzebufo.
Beelzebufo.
So this was potentially the largest frog ever, exceeding the modern-day largest, the Goliath frog, by a few inches. It was a predatory creature and a great danger to baby dinosaurs or other small animals it came across. It had a particularly large and wide mouth, much like a group of modern-day frogs known as the common horned frogs. In fact, Beelzebufo or Beelzebufo, it's B-E-E-L-Z-E instead of B-E-E. E-Z, which is kind of what I'm saying. Beelzebufo. No, it's Beelzebufo. Beelzebufo.
Old Bufo. Our good old friend
Beelzebufo. Booze a beef.
Booze a beef. I think that's the correct version. Yes.
That's what I had for dinner. Booze and beef.
I never knew I had such a healthy diet. That's all I've had for the last 26 years.
Wow, yeah. Okay. So it's so similar to these modern horned frogs that some people think it actually belongs to that family. It does share some striking anatomical similarities to frogs to others in that group. But one problem, though, Beelzebufo is only found in Madagascar, while the horned frogs are only known from South America.
Ooh, a little bit of a difference.
Yeah. For them to be related, their ancestors would have to be from when Madagascar was still connected to the rest of Gondwana, which is the southern supercontinent, after Pangaea broke apart. So you know, you've heard of Pangaea, right?
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay, so after Pangaea, it split into two, one in the north and one in the south. Northern one's called Laurasia, southern one's called Gondwana.
Huh.
And Gondwana was comprised of Madagascar, India, because that was before it went to Asia,
right.
Africa, Australia, Antarctica, and South America. Madagascar broke from that about 180 million years ago, 110 million years before Beelzebufo.
Shoot.
And at that point, frogs in general had only just evolved, let alone split apart into multiple families. And because of all this, it instead assumed that the similarities between Beelzebufo and the horned frogs are purely the result of convergent evolution. You know what that is?
No idea.
Okay, so convergent evolution is when two creatures that are unrelated to each other evolve to look pretty similar because they evolve the same solutions to the same problem. Kind of like how dolphins and fish look very much alike.
Right.
Yeah, or like turtles and seals.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other examples.
Dogs and hyenas? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good example because they're not really related. Yeah, so... Yeah, that's the kind of thing. So that's the theory and why it looks similar. Unless, of course, the Horned Frogs were the first great empire of frog civilization. And enacted a campaign of conquest of Gondwana just before it broke apart, but the empire was defeated by, I don't know, newts or something, forcing the remnants of the Horned Frog Empire to scatter and left only in Madagascar and South America.
There's a whole miniseries here.
Yeah, that's my hypothesis. I'll publish a paper on it shortly.
Great.
Scientific community, are you listening?
Excuse me, I have a doctorate that I found online. So you need to listen to me?
Yeah, I have... Let's see, 10 followers on Instagram? That's not true.
All 10 of my Instagram followers come to me for my scientific content.
Yeah, I have 4 Facebook friends. I would have 5, but my aunt keeps badgering me about accepting her friend request. I'm like, come on.
You know, and if somebody's really just bugging you about it, like, 4 friends is plenty. Like,
yeah, we can form a whole barbershop quartet.
Exactly.
Wait, there's 5 of us. We'll kick one of the friends out.
There you go.
Anyways, all right. Well, that's Beelzebufo.
Right.
Over yonder, that's where the Beelzebufo tried to take out my vegetables.
Ah, darn you, Beelzebufo!
Honey, fetch me my shotgun. I'm going to hunt some Beelzebufo.
Just picture that, like, full, like, swampland. Yeah. That, like, cartoon guy with the huge shotgun.
Right, just like... Beelzebufo hops away.
Do you think if Beelzebufo were around nowadays, you could get one at Petco?
Can you get Goliath frogs at Petco?
Probably not.
Then probably not. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I the only issue would be, like, you know, usually pet frogs are kept in like little cage, like little tanks, sort of. You'd have to have a really big tank for this, like, just to give it adequate room.
You got to get like. So you gotta find yourself, first of all, a mansion.
Yes.
Second of all, you have to get, like, a fish tank that's the size of the Denver Aquarium.
Oh.
Right. And then you gotta keep in there your Beelzebufo, along with, like, your dolphins and some other fish.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a bit big for one Beelzebufo. But yeah, I mean, there's some rest in there. There's some...
And they're carnivorous, so yeah. You gotta have some, like... feeder fish in there.
You know, there's some crazy prehistoric amphibians. I did an earlier episode on Prionosuchus. Hmm. It is from the Permian period, which is before the dinosaurs, and is this giant amphibian in the group called Temnospondyls, which are these big salamander-like ones that could get really big. This one, I guess how many feet long it was?
20.
30.
Oh! I was like... guessing up to be an exaggeration.
No,
30 feet?
You weren't quite there. Yeah, 30 feet long. You jumped when I said 30.
I did a little.
It was like one of those giant crocodiles. Like, even modern crocodiles, none of them get that big.
Like, I'm already scared of crocodiles as they are. If they were 30 feet?
Yeah, like, I told you about Gustav, right? The crocodile, like, from the Nile that I talked about in the previous episode with you, I think.
Yes.
We talked about Gustav. It's a big, big, old crocodile because they keep growing as they get older.
Right.
And it's only 22 feet long.
Only 22 feet. That's...
What a shrimp.
What a shrimp, truly.
Come on, Gustav, try harder.
Gustav, if you cannot reach 30 feet, then what are you doing with
your
life?
Well, what's the point? Yeah.
What's the point?
You know, also, I was listening to that episode, and looking back on it, I severely underestimated the amount of human murders on Gustav's hands. I said it was 4 or 5. It's in the dozens.
Oh.
It's probably almost 50.
Oh,
I don't know
no.
why they haven't put this thing down yet. Maybe they've tried, and it's just I'm bulletproof.
I'm bulletproof. Baby, I'm bulletproof. That's not how that song goes.
Okay, I'll trust you on that. I don't know songs.
Yes.
Anyways. Let's rate this animal 1 out of 65 million, shall we?
This is definitely 666.
Oh, it's true. Beelzebufo.
Devil frog?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say it could be 66.6, but that's still above perfect. So. Let's see. 6.66 is a bit too low.
6.0? I've never adhered to the rating scale before. I'm not going to start now.
Ooh, actually, I think I've heard that the actual number of the beast is 616.
Oh.
Like, from biblical scholars. So 61.6 million.
There we go. There we go.
Or maybe it's 626, which means Stitch is the devil. So.
Oof. I mean, don't we all know it? Like, he's nice to Lilo, but, like, before that?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
That guy was definitely a demon spawn.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like, she even said at the beginning, I want an angel or something. Maybe you can send me an angel. And what are demons but fallen angels?
This is very true. And he falls from the sky, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, this is also our podcast on Lilo and Stitch.
Madagascar, Lilo and Stitch, early 2000s. Animated movies.
This is what this podcast specializes in.
I watched
Dinosaurs are just a sprinkling.
I watched this documentary on Atlantis Lost Empire. That was good. It was longer than the movie. It was like 2 hours.
Oh, shoot.
It was the making of Atlantis Lost Empire. I liked that one.
But there's like... no animated jokes in there?
I mean, it's also more action-based, but remember the geologist named Mole?
Yeah. See, he's got a lot of jokes in there, and so does What's-Her-Name.
What's-Her-Name?
You know, What's-Her-Name. These are the specific references.
You know, that movie's
notable
in that there's multiple female characters, rather than back in the day, most movies that, you know, came out then only had one female character, where all the guys had all the different personalities, while the female character, her personality was the female character.
This is very true. This is very true. It's actually why the character of Daphne on Scooby-Doo has shifted so much over the years, is because when Scooby-Doo was first released, it was like, you've got Fred, who's the leader, you've got Shaggy, who's the scaredy cat, you've got Velma, who's the smart one, and you have Daphne, who's there.
Yeah, and even though there is another girl on the team, Daphne is kind of still just the girl.
Yeah.
Velma's not very feminine, I guess.
Yeah, she gets the like, oh, well, if you're smart, you don't get to be feminine. Right? It's
right.
One or the other, truly.
Okay. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact us at mattsd@matthewdonaldcareer.com. You can find me on social media at matthewdonaldcareer on Facebook, at matthewdonald64 on Twitter, and matthewdonald64 on Instagram. I got some good stuff on there.
Yeah, what does the 64 stand for?
Oh, so many stories on that. Listen to my other show, The Ritwit, if you want to hear more about that.
I forgot which podcast I was on.
Yeah, that's okay. Anyways, I also have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. It's better than this, I swear. I know that's not hard, but...
there's no guest host derailing his novels.
You know, my editor can sometimes get a little pushy, but still. That's it for this week. And as I say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, how come I can't ribbit?
Ribbit. I don't know.
Oh no, here he comes. He's summoned up.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.